It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Who said that? Good afternoon. Somebody did.
There was a
broadcaster at one point. Good afternoon. Good evening. I'll figure it out. Well, you tell us what's going on.
Think about that. Yeah. Interesting news coming out of Sharon. You know that whole brouhaha about the solar panels controversy went through this past year. There was a plan to the Energy and Environmental Task Force decided to go ahead seeking to put solar panels on a portion of Sharon Center School's lawn near the trail that has been there, the Kellerman Trail. A town meeting was held. Very few people attended. It just didn't hit the radar much. And it passed. When the people found out that it passed, particularly a neighbor, they petitioned because they felt it was way too close to, well, this and his property in particular, but people didn't know about it. And so they petitioned, had a town meeting, had a referendum, and it passed overwhelmingly to place these solar panels by Green Bank, environmental group, on the property. Well, turns out they ran into all sorts of problems, and at last week's Board of Selectmen's meeting, First Selectman Casey Flanagan went over the problems. Either they'd have to up the ampage at the school, which would cost a lot of money, or they'd have to do some other modifications. And so they have decided to write a letter to Green Bank and say, we're about to scrap this whole thing. If it can't be done under the terms of what we said, forget it. So they wrote a letter to Green Bank with the help of the town attorney, and it appears that program is not going forward.
All right, and for those of us in the back, is there an easy explanation? Is there an easy explanation of what the problem was?
They felt that they, as I said, they needed more ampage. You know, it would cost a lot more to.
So basically, what it was the energy that it was supposed to generate wasn't even close to what was needed.
Well, it would cost a lot more. Yeah.
And this is, I take responsibility for this next statement. That is appearing in a lot of different places. You know, when you get to the not even nuts and bolts, but when you get to step two after the headline of this is going to save the planet whales. All the way down. When you go to try and execute it, you are. This is not a one-off.
No.
Return to what's going on there.
There is this problem. Modifications would have to be made, which would mean either decreasing the size of the array or replacing the school's electrical system, which would cost a lot of money.
Right.
So.
No, and then I'm always, and again, this is me, I'm just going to take responsibility for this statement, too. I am always amazed at some of the things that survive focus groups, because my line has always been, for 17 years, call me, I'll tell you. But, yeah, that's not going to work. So,
yeah.
Come on.
So.
Back, all right, so thank you for the simplification, and in fancy terms, they have written a letter. Have they heard back? Did you say?
No, I doubt it. This was just last week, and
okay.
they were processing the letter, so I have not heard.
All right.
It's just, as Flanagan said, you know, Green Bank can't move ahead on the terms that agreed upon. So, and quoting from Casey, he said, from a business point of view, this is not good for us in our fiduciary role. It's not what we sold to the town. There would be an expense. It's not our fault. And, you know, the problem is not ours. It's theirs. And just as I say, the whole thing has just been swirled in controversy from the start.
And if you have to upgrade the systems, the electrical systems coming into the school and all, there's no way the project even begins to pay itself off.
It no longer
makes sense because
that, brings me back
that
to
boosting is a very expensive process, especially on a building like that.
And my and which brings me back to, and again, I'm not including you, Mike, or you, Ruth. I'm just saying, hey, a little due diligence on the earlier side. I'm just like, because, you know, it is always, and it's true, I understand this just from a human standpoint. It's always true that when somebody wants to do something, there are always people, there are those who come along and say, well, you know, hey, hold up a minute. Have you looked at this and this? And they are often written off as the cantankerous ones.
The task force, I mean, they really did. They worked on this for years, and they researched and did all this stuff. And, you know, it sounds like Green Bank just can't deliver what it said it could. And
except that didn't this span administrations? Wasn't the task force working under an earlier administration?
And the town
meeting that wasn't well attended.
Yeah.
The first thing that this new administration did was say, "Hey, guys, you gotta get this going." Because weren't there signs unless I've completely forgotten, and I don't think I have, there were signs everywhere. You know, da 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 da, and vote for this, and basically.
Oh, there were signs both ways.
that covered the town.
Yeah. Don't vote for it.
The implication was, if you don't, you favor littering and putting. The point is, it turned into all of the information was not available. So I'm, you know, yeah, maybe that was because of what are they called? Green Day, Green Bay,
Green Bank. Yeah.
But.
I would assume it's not going to go forward.
No,
so
it's dead in the water at this point. So let's move along, folks.
So, of course, we had the big clam bake this weekend for the Jane Lloyd Fund up at Setra Hill. Huge turnout. As people know or don't know, the Jane Lloyd Fund provides money for cancer victims for their everyday living expenses. It was named for Jane Lloyd, who died back in 2005 at the age of 42 from cancer. And when she was going through it, the community rallied and gave her such an amazing amount of support, helping her stay independent. And the family set up this fund after her death. And since then, it has just, I mean, I know from experience as a first selectman how much we tapped into that fund and all the towns around here. This is their big fundraiser. They cooked up 350 lobsters, clams, chowder, you name it. The place was rocking with music. And Tanya Tedder, who was one of the organizers and a good friend of Jane Lloyd's, spoke and wowed the crowd, saying since its formation, this was the 17th clam bake, by the way, 17th year. Since its formation, the fund has given away $1.325 million, which is pretty incredible. And the community has really come together to support this cause, and it was a great event. We had a talk about bats in Salisbury the other night, and I was one of the squeamish ones. We have had bats in our house running around, flying around, fluttering around.
You know, bats mean rebirth, and I had to tell that to somebody because, they're very cool. Except once Dick Hermans was doing a show and he left the door open and all these bats came in at the radio station in Sharon, right there where your voice is emanating from.
Yes, yes.
And Marshall Marshall had to capture all the bats and he wasn't happy about that.
Yeah, well, the gal who gave the talk, Devon Frazier from Deep, she's a mammal biologist, spoke lovingly of these mammals, the creep me out, but by the end of the talk, I could understand. She really loves them, and she's been studying them for 15 years. She even did her dissertation on the story of on the subject of bats. The audience was very appreciative of her detailed talk, and afterwards, the crowd went out and they go over to the Academy Building. We were at the Scoville Library. We go down to the Academy Building, where apparently they really roost up in the attic, and we could sit, stand and watch them coming out as nighttime fell. And she asked people to, she gave them clickers, and they were to tally how many they saw, because this is all part of a volunteer bat count program that the state is doing.
Well, and they're very significant in helping to control insect populations.
Exactly. That's exactly right, Mike.
But, yeah, a little frightening, because I know when you go for a walk on the Salisbury Rail Trail between Lakeville and Salisbury at night, evenings specifically, mm-hmm. you get dive bombed by bats. And it is kind of freaky, you know, because it's a quasi scene, all of a sudden, zoom, there it goes. And,
yep.
But you know, without them, we would have a hell of a lot more insects hanging out.
Yeah, they're very important to the ecosystem, and
without horror movies and people who watch horror movies and who have been told they've got again, having had bats and watching them sleep, they're quite adorable. They tuck their little wings in. Never mind, but they serve a massive purpose.
They do, and
they've been a little bit.
And she dispelled all the myths.
Yeah,
and not rabid, and they don't tangle up in your hair, and
oh no, I know
all
and
that
I,
stuff.
My favorite bat myth story, which just goes to show again how powerful bat myths are, is an entire group of 14-year-olds who were sent home from a very fancy. This was about 25 years ago. Sent home from a very fancy camp in Maine because there was a bat in one of the cabins.
Yep.
My dad used to take off his hat and catch them with it.
Yeah,
he did, literally. Occasionally we'd have one come in the house, you know. He would just grab the hat off and take him right out of the air.
The parade of, black BMWs, et cetera, no disrespect, up to this camp to get the children before anyone got rabies was entertaining.
Yes. But great talk and very educational and informative, and it was an interesting evening. Back to Sharon, Casey Flanagan announced that the town has received a $725,000 grant towards fixing a bridge on Cornwall Bridge Road. They're going to note that they're going to accept it. It's a matching grant. They will have to... the town will have to come up with 50%, but it's better than the whole thing. This is a bridge that goes over Swamp Brook somewhere down on West Cornwall Road. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning has approved a resolution for the Grove Street school project. They have given their nod to that, and now this is for the two affordable houses that are going on that property across from the White Hart. This will now, once this resolution, I guess, is approved now, goes back to the selectmen who have to set up a town meeting, probably a public hearing and a town meeting, because it's town-owned land, and if it's going to be sold to the housing trust who wants to put the houses up, that has to go get approval from the townspeople. And also there was the Salisbury, there was a meeting last week at Housatonic Resource Recovery Authority. That's another group that works with trash. It's more down, Kent is part of it and south, towns south of it. Some of the northern towns are interested in seeing maybe if they could become part of it, due to the fact that Mira, is gone and that whole mess up there, because the energy plant is closed, and we're transporting trash by truck out to landfills out in Ohio and Pennsylvania. It's just not sustainable, and these towns are looking for ways in which to solve the problem. So we'll be following that.
Somebody needs to pony up to the bar and put out the money, bonding, whatever you need to do, to build some energy trash-to-energy plants and some recycling plants here. That's the solution.
They didn't want
to fund when the trash to energy plant was saying we're going to have to close down. We're getting old.
Ask the state
on the state's book looked like $0 basically, and the state refused to do it.
Yeah,
you know, and we can cry about the problem all we want, but we can fix the problem right here at home if people will step up to the plate, put the money out there, and build the facilities.
Because when I
read this stuff, I get to the point where I say to myself, why do I bother to sort stuff?
Mm.
You know, because it needs to be fixed.
That's
my speech for today.
And people just don't realize, Mike, how expensive.
But people don't. No, people
have no idea.
I'm just having
a pay-as-you-throw here. We're part of HRRA here in Kent.
Yeah.
We went through a new program starting July 1, and you should hear people. Some, and most have been cooperative, but some, it's going, our taxes are going up, why do we have to pay for this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Have no idea what they are paying in their taxes for transporting garbage out of, you know.
Yeah, out of state, and then it's being buried in the ground.
In a landfill, which is,
you know, just the one thing we've tried to get rid of that, and here we are back in the Stone Age again.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of recycling, let me just say, the Sharon Salisbury Track Recycling, whatever, advisory committee was out at the Clam Bake under the help or the lead of Barbara Bedigal, and they collected all the recyclable food trash at the Clam Bake. Yeah, it was amazing. They collected, I don't know, like 364-gallon bins, all the shells and things, all the food scraps. All that will go towards composting rather than into the trash like it's been done in the last past years. So that was a really nice thing to see, and hats off to Track and to Brian Bartram, who was there helping out. We had Johanna Hayes here on Saturday. She was in the district. She was at a fundraiser in Sharon. She was at a fundraiser in Salisbury. The political scene is heating up. I would expect we'll see all the candidates who are running in November here eventually. In Canaan, they have started a newsletter. First Selectman Brian Oler said this is in response to people who really wanted some more information coming forth from the town. So starting August 1st, Paul Mattingly, who is the executive assistant there, in Canaan, will be putting that out, and people are encouraged to give their news and sign up to get this newsletter.
This electronic, or
yes,
is it also
Constant Comp?
Okay,
any
print on it?
Don't think so.
Okay,
I think it's all electronic.
Okie doke.
Okay, looking ahead, we have Kent Days this week. The town will be hopping from Thursday on. This is the Chamber of Commerce's project. There's a huge rummage sale at the St. Andrew's Church to kick it off, and then all sorts of activities. There'll be booths all along Main Street. Stores will have sales. There's all kinds of things. If you check into the Kent Chamber of Commerce, you will see what's happening, and we encourage people to come on down to Kent.
And that starts the...
It starts Thursday.
Thursday the 1st?
1st. That's the 1st of August.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
There's also on Saturday the garden tour over at Weathersfield. There's a beautiful exhibit at the Sharon Historical Society about this garden and this relationship between Evelyn Poehler, who was a Sharon female landscape artist, and Mr. Chauncey Stillman, who owns this fabulous place over just over the line in Amenia, and there's a cocktail party and a tour of the garden for a fundraiser for the Historical Society. There is going to be a, Sharon Book Festival.
Right, in Hotchkiss Library, and then there's also...
book signing.
When is the weekend in Norfolk?
That's this coming weekend.
Also, okay.
I don't know, but the book festival is...
This weekend.
Friday night. That's always a big draw with all kinds of authors and everybody coming out. That's another great event.
So basically, so you've got Kent, you've got Sharon, you've got Norfolk,
and you have Salisbury is having its corner pantry exhibit at the Academy Building. The Salisbury Association's latest exhibit is going to talk about the food pantry and the corner pantry that's been there. It used to be Owl's Kitchen, and they're doing a whole exhibit on that and talking about food insecurity. I'm sure that'll come into it. So there are plenty of places to go this weekend.
This is time of year. It gets real busy until about the end.
It's the summer, and you're racing from one place to another to take advantage of everything that's offered.
And you also notice that the light has changed, and you're going, oh, my gosh, school's going to start soon.
All right.
Yes, well, I'm going to say.
Having said all of this, folks, we have reached the end of another
edition. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say thank you very much, Ruth Epstein, with another stellar edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, on Robin Hood Radio.